Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a very, very busy show today. Interestingly, a lot of key figures in Washington, D.C. have come down with COVID. We should have been out of our COVID wave. So it is a little bit odd that you have Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Jen Psaki, other White House officials come down with COVID. So we're going to kind of talk about what could be going on there. The tragic accident that happened to Tyre Sampson, 14-year-old academic and basketball star who had died on a Florida amusement park, is now prompting other amusement parks to kind of take a look at their rides. And interestingly, many of these amusement parks don't have height and weight maximums. We're going to talk about how heavy might be too heavy for some of these rides and how you kind of maybe need to do your own research. Taylor Hawkins of the Foo Fighters had died over the weekend. It's very tragic. They say it's not an overdose, but more of a cardiac collapse that might have happened as a result of drugs in his system. We're going to talk about that and why his heart was found to be almost twice the size as the average man. And then, of course, the Oscars. There's no way to not talk about that. I don't want the Oscars to be hijacking the media headlines when we have what's going on in Ukraine, and we will give you updates on that. Sadly, the Russians have made some pretty serious advances, but it sounds like Ukraine might be a little bit more open to certain peace negotiations. In fact, they're even talking about maybe the country getting split. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of us, you know, I'm interested in the Oscars. I don't like watching the whole red carpet. I'm not into that, where people have thousands upon thousands of dollars adorned on them, and you have people suffering. It's really, really hard to watch that when you kind of know what else is going on in the world. And, you know, people say, oh, this dress stunk, this dress. I actually liked Jada Pinkett Smith's dress. Apparently her dress was mocked as being a fail. I thought it was gorgeous. I loved the color. But where attention turned, and all of a sudden people who weren't even watching the Oscars turned it on, was apparently Will Smith. It sounded like a punch, but it ended up being a slap. Will Smith ends up smacking or punching Chris Rock. Now, Chris Rock was up there. Chris Rock, if you've ever watched his comedy, and I've been a fan of his for decades, he goes off color. He goes off the grid. He'll press things. And so when he tried to rouse Jada Pinkett Smith suffers from alopecia. She had a shaved head. A lot of people don't know she has alopecia. But when Chris Rock made a G.I. Jane joke about her, I guess in the G.I. Jane movie with Demi Moore shaved her head. So when he said, I can't wait to see you in G.I. Jane 2, which, by the way, I think Jada Pinkett Smith would be, she's an excellent actress. I'm a big fan of hers. I think she would, if they did do a G.I. Jane 2, I think that could be a pretty fantastic movie if she started it. But he was alluding to her hair. Now, while we were thinking, was it the dress? Was it, yeah, she'd be good in that. Will Smith comes up, and I guess just you could hear the smack or the punch across Chris Rock's face. And then he sits back down and he screams, you know, some obscenities and all that. So at first you're like, well, was this staged? But then you kind of see Chris Rock taken aback. He held his own. He held his own because Will Smith is a big guy. He got through the set. And then rather than seeing an arrest or rather than seeing, you know, any sort of authorities involved, Will Smith goes on to actually win an Oscar. He won an Oscar for his King Richard performance. I get that was all probably the you know, who was going to win was planned ahead of time. And it was interesting. They did a little Pulp Fiction replay, which was really, really cool, I thought. But well, here's Will Smith. He's up there. He's crying. He doesn't necessarily apologize to Chris Rock. He said, you know, love makes you do crazy things. But you're looking at this and you're like, this is just hypocrisy after hypocrisy. You know, bad jokes happen all the time. And that was a bad joke. And we'll talk about what Jada Pinkett Smith is going through and why she is bald. And we're also going to talk about how a study has found that many Oscar winners suffer from mental health issues. So whether it was Will Smith's depression, which he's spoken about, in fact, he has even spoken about how in the past he was suicidal, if this was an element of, you know, his mental health struggles or Jada Pinkett Smith's alopecia struggles, that doesn't erase the fact that violence doesn't solve anything. And we have now, for decades, been trying to say you can't just go and punch somebody to solve your issues. And when a comedian makes a bad joke, and comedians do, and comedians make jokes that are bad, and the audience like, ooh. Remember Dave Chappelle in one of his last comedy series? I mean, he was hitting everybody. He was hitting Jews. He was hitting everybody. And people were like, ooh. He goes, oh, this gets worse. Did anybody go up there and punch him? Comedy, this is what they do. And I'm not saying the jokes are appreciated or, you know, or should be emulated, but how you punish a comedian is you boo them or you give them crickets. You just stay quiet. But to walk up on stage and then punch somebody, and everybody says, do you think it's staged? I don't think it's staged because even though you saw Chris Rock brace himself, Chris Rock braced himself because Will Smith looked ticked. I mean, he probably was like, oh, crap, something's coming up. And he probably also was in shock. So sounds like Chris Rock is not pressing charges. Sounds like the DA is not pressing charges. Everybody's going to give Will Smith a standing ovation. People are going to be talking about this. Meanwhile, we have Ukrainians dying. There's more important things in this world. But I just want to say that we really need to stop the hypocrisy. If I punched somebody just because I didn't like what they said, I could be in trouble for assault. I could be charged. I could be seeing jail time. And so, you know, if you ever, I guess, feel like hitting somebody, I guess the best place to do it is Hollywood and on live TV, because rather than get arrested, you get an Oscar. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this next segment is not going to be really easy to talk about, but it's something I think we all need to be aware of. You know, we go to Disneyland, we go to Disney World, we go to Six Flags, we love amusement parks. We might see a carnival and then jump on these rides. And you know what's interesting? I'm not here to throw shade on some of these kind of, you know, not so popular come into town mobile carnivals, but I've hesitated having my kids ride on some of those rides because I just don't trust who's, shall we say, you know, watching them, supervising, doing the maintenance. And we put too much trust into these rides that propel us hundreds of feet into the air, bring us down 3-4 G's, and we see the crew, and the crew doesn't not always seem to be on top of it. Some of them might be on pot, and again, not to throw shade when people smoke weed, but man, I've seen some very interesting, chill people, and I'm like, you're about to operate a piece of machinery or a ride that can, you know, cause all these people to die. And you just kind of wonder how much training and you know, how much engineering background or first responder background they have. And sadly, the video of Tyre Sampson dying, the video was all over the internet Friday. And it was just crushing. You could, oh my gosh, it's a 14-year-old boy in the Icon Park in Orlando, Florida. It's not a Disney park. It's a different park called Icon Park. And he was on the free fall ride. And the free fall ride is a 430-foot ride that, I guess, 75 miles an hour comes down. And you're supposed to be held on with a restraint. And the restraint goes over you, and then it's supposed to lock in between your legs. And when you watch the video, you originally see the crew member kind of talk to some of the people. You don't know if he was flirting or not. One of the girls was like, oh, you know, are there seatbelts on these things? He's like, we ain't got seatbelts. And they're just kind of talking and bantering. And everybody's kind of sitting there waving their legs. And everybody looks happy, like a typical ride. Then you see the ride go up. And then as the ride goes down, somebody is flung off. And you hear them hit the cement. And you come to find out that was a boy. It was a teenage boy who had not been secured properly. In fact, I think his father didn't know he died until he saw the video online. I mean, it's just horrific. And then pictures began to surface of the boy in his seat. He's a football star, academic star, but he's about 300, he's, I think, 6'5", 340 pounds. And he's with his buddies on the ride. And you see the harness not covering him or not locked like everybody else's. Now, who knows if somebody tried to make it work? Who knows if somebody addressed it or if he went up there just not with it locked in? And so somebody ends up dying for no reason. And it highlights the slipshod, half-assed sort of landscape we have right now in multiple industries. How do you not secure somebody who's going to be facing at least 3 G's coming down on a ride? We still don't know what happened. And so, of course, the next focus of conversation was the weight. You know, the boy was 340 pounds, football player. He's a 14-year-old kid, right? He's not going to know what the height and weight maximums or minimums are. And most rides don't have a sign saying if you weigh over 250 pounds, if you weigh over 270 pounds, you can't go on this ride. Most of the signage is not very apparent. So I kind of did some, you know, research, and I looked up a whole bunch of park sites on do they list height and weight. Icon Park, no. I did not see any weight information. I reviewed the Icon Park FAQ. I tried to look up other sorts of things. No mention of height or weight. Now, Holiday World and Splash and Safari, they recommend that their maximum height is 70 inches. So 70 inches would be 6'5" in terms of height for one of their rides, and up to 300 pounds on the Kima Bay slide, 340 pounds on the Cheetah Chase. Their website clearly lists minimum and maximum weight and requirements. Disney World and Disneyland has some work to do. Disney World and Disneyland have height requirements. They're very good with the height. But I didn't see anything about their weight on their websites. And I'm not saying this to criticize. It's just we have safety issues. You have a lot of people that are overweight. And if a ride can't take somebody over 250 pounds or 270 pounds or 300 pounds, and we have such an obesity issue in this country, we are having people that are not eligible for these rides on rides, and sadly, they're at risk for death. A bunch of the Las Vegas rides have height requirements. Some of them do have weight limits. In fact, the Strat has a sky jump ride. They appear to have a weight limit of 265 pounds. That's not on their website, but I found another site that posted it. Slotzilla is a zipline experience. They actually offer a fact sheet, very well organized. Slotzilla in the Fremont experience, you get to zipline down the old, you have the Strip, and then you have downtown Las Vegas. So you get to zipline down there. They have a whole fact sheet, and it says your height limit is 6'8", your weight limit is 300 pounds. Six Flags talks about larger framed guests. Six Flags have a warning. They don't necessarily list all the height and weight, but they say, look, you know, these systems may place restrictions on the abilities of an individual to safely experience the ride, and so they may not be able to accommodate people above average physical stature. That's not how they word it, but basically, they say guests of a larger size may not be accommodated on some rides. So Dollywood in Tennessee is now closing temporarily their free fall ride. I think it's called Drop Line. It's only 230 feet, but they're temporarily closing it because apparently both of the rides, the one in Icon Park and Dollywood's ride, Dollywood is co-owned by Dolly Parton, these rides were made by a similar manufacturer. I think it's Fun Times in Austria. So they're like, wait a second, if that ride might not have been functioning properly, you know, if it was restrained, but it wasn't, then let's hold off and regroup, which I think all amusement parks need to do. I think all amusement parks need to regroup. And I think what everybody needs to do is weigh themselves. All right? This is not Tyre's fault. Tyre is a 14-year-old boy. This is the amusement park's fault. But I can't tell you how many adults I see get on a ride and they don't fit. And nobody wants to say something because nobody wants to fat shame. Everybody applauded Will Smith for punching Chris Rock, but nobody wants to tell somebody that they could be possibly affecting the safety of them and other passengers. If you look up some of these amusement park rides, I don't know if it's Cedar Point, but one of the amusement parks says, look, if you're going to be within a cart or you're going to be on a boat or whatever, the maximum weight for the two people can't exceed this weight. And so you sit next to somebody who might not be of ideal weight, that could put the whole ride in jeopardy. Now, how many times have rides gone on without a glitch? Okay, rides, I mean, I get it. These are very rare occurrences. But nobody should die at an amusement park. That especially a kid who wasn't doing their job. And again, I apologize. I'm pretty, when I get mad, man, sorry. Who wasn't doing their job? Who was half-assed? Who was, you know, this'll fit, this'll work? Who doesn't know the rules? Every amusement park that has a ride that could be dangerous should shut the sucker down and train the crew. If the crew is not trained, remove them from that ride. I just don't get it. Just like on a plane, nobody's allowed to operate a plane unless they've done their safety checks, unless they're educated on it, they're trained. And I don't know what the heck is going on. Is this because we have such a labor shortage that they're like, look, we just need somebody to man the crowds? What the hell happened? So, you know, for those of you who think you're only your pre-COVID weight, going, ah, no, I got on a scale a couple years ago, and I'm only 115 pounds. You might want to get on a scale. You might not be the weight you think you are. 1-877-DOLLY.
Silver has has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The only clear path to peace in Ukraine is a deal between Vladimir Putin and Volodymyr Zelensky. But red lines have been drawn by the Russian and Ukrainian leaders that are nowhere near each other. Another round of peace talks are scheduled for today in Turkey, though Putin has discounted Zelensky's call for a leader-level summit. President Biden's remark from a speech in Poland over the weekend that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power is hindering U.S. policy and threatening to undermine diplomatic efforts to end the war in Ukraine.
For God's sake, this man cannot remain in power.
French President Emmanuel Macron worried that Biden's comment calling Mr. Putin a butcher could complicate diplomatic efforts to end the war. The White House quickly clarified the president's comment, saying the president's point was that Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors or the region. USA Radio News. China's biggest city, Shanghai, with 26 million residents, began a two-stage lockdown Monday as authorities attempt different strategies to control the country's worst COVID-19 outbreak since the pandemic began. Shanghai, on the southeastern coast of China, is the center for finance and international business in the country. The city is also home to the world's largest shipping container port. The U.S. housing market this spring selling season is looking like a disaster, a result from a perfect storm. Interest rates on home mortgages have spiked, reducing affordability, and builders can't get adequate supplies to construct houses more quickly. Drummer for the band Foo Fighters, Taylor Hawkins, died in Bogota, Colombia, after complaining of chest pains. Colombia police did report drugs were found in the hotel room at the Four Seasons. An official cause of death has not been announced, yet an autopsy revealed Taylor's heart weighed twice the amount of a normal heart. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let me give you guys some updates on what's going on in Kyiv. So there's been some discussion that maybe Ukraine is willing to divide its country. Now, I didn't believe that when I heard that. I was like, no, I don't think Ukraine wants Russia any closer to their capital. Russia has appeared to change its a little bit of its focus, although it seemed to bomb Lviv and Kyiv and multiple cities this weekend. They are trying to take complete control of Mariupol and that southern, southeastern area of Ukraine and the border of the Black Sea. But we're being told right now the Ukrainian's finance minister, Serhiy Marchenko, says the government will not accept any loss of territory to Russia and that despite the war, salaries and pensions are being paid. This is an update from CNN. He says, I want to say that despite all the war we see right now, our government is still functioning. He said the government is paying salaries and pensions and $200 to every person who lost their job because of the war. He said it's more than 3 million people now, which are refugees and live in European countries temporarily. It is also great damage for our economy. Their economy is going to sadly be devastated for years after this. And their harbor in the Odessa region is blocked. They now need to find another way on how to transfer commodities towards Europe and other countries. They want to still function, and they are. The fact that they are still trying to function, and they're worried about how to still, you know, feed Europe, because Ukraine is one of the breadbaskets of Europe. It's just remarkable. UN deputy wants to explore some possible arrangements for humanitarian ceasefire in Ukraine. Yes, I don't understand why it's been a month. We are watching people get slaughtered, and all everybody can do is, you know, talk about the Oscars, you know, or talk about, oh, our gas prices are going up. Yeah, that stinks, and these are topics, but, you know, why aren't we trying to save people? Why don't we have humanitarian efforts such that where we could come and pick people up, ask Putin, why don't we ask Putin to do a ceasefire? Let us get people out of there. Not that Putin would listen, but still. Russian foreign minister is not, saying it doesn't look like Putin and Zelensky will meet if there is not clarity on all vital issues for Moscow. They said the West has ignored these issues despite having been raised by Moscow for years. So we are hoping that there's some peace talks that start tomorrow, but as we've seen, peace talks every few days don't seem to be making any changes. Sweden said that a repeat of Europe's 2015 migrant and refugee crisis must be avoided in Ukraine war. We're going to also be talking about how many of the Ukrainian refugees that have been treated for drug-resistant tuberculosis. Apparently, Ukraine has a very high rate of people with drug-resistant tuberculosis. Those refugees are being displaced, and that could sadly spread tuberculosis to other countries. Remember we spoke about how many of the refugees from Latin America and South America coming to the United States and refugees from Afghanistan could bring health issues. That starts to change some of the health ecosystem. And if you have doctors or medical providers that aren't very well-versed on some of these other illnesses that they rarely see, then they could be in trouble. So I kind of wrote a piece on, guys, these are some things you need to look for, you know, as refugees are coming, because your patient population might not have these. Well, that's what we're sadly going to be possibly looking at, as we have millions of displaced refugees. Many of them have medical issues, just like, we all have medical issues in America. A lot of our medical issues stem around diabetes, stem around high blood pressure, stem around obesity. We're pretty good when it comes to infectious disease. You know, but there's a lot of other areas that just don't have the access, just don't have the treatments. In Kyiv, Russian airstrikes continue. Apparently, they are trying to cause a block corridor of food and supplies coming in. Russia's plan has from the beginning is to try and starve out Ukraine, block them off. If you know Europe's trying to help them, but they can't get the help to them. That's why Russia wants to take control of the western side as well. Then that could weaken Ukrainian forces. So, sadly, this quote-unquote corridor around Kyiv is still a focus. Now, Ukrainians have been able to thwart that and try to slow that down. But supply routes, continued fighting in Kyiv suburbs, are a push to make this corridor around Kyiv and block transport routes. So will there be a East and West Ukraine like a North and South Korea? According to CNN, Ukraine's military intelligence head said Russian President Vladimir Putin could be looking to carve Ukraine in two, like North and South Korea. They say Russian operations around Kyiv have failed, and they say now it's impossible for the Russian army to overthrow the Ukrainian government. And congratulations to Ukraine for that. I mean, that is a that has been a feat where we can't celebrate yet, but Russia not being able to take over Ukraine's capital. I got to tell you, Ukraine is the only thing stopping Putin from being the next Hitler. And we hope he makes it. It's just he needs help. They need help. And, you know, heavy fighting still continues in Mariupol. They say most of Russia's military gains near the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol are in the southern areas. This is according to the UK's latest intelligence update. And they say Russia has gained most ground in the south in the vicinity of Mariupol, where heavy fighting continues. Russia is attempting to capture the port. The mayor of the port of Mariupol says Ukrainians are still defending the city. Russian military has been now committed, accused of being of committing genocide. So the Mariupol mayor has had to call for a complete evacuation of the city. As of today, he said the city was in the hands of the occupiers. And so Vladimir Bolchenko, the pro-government mayor of Mariupol, said not everything is in our power. Unfortunately, we are in the hands of the occupiers today. So it looks like Mariupol may be falling to Russia control, hopefully not staying there for long. Heineken is pulling out of Russia. Dutch brewer Heineken said it's going to exit the Russian market amid all the amid the invasion. Multiple companies have been pulling out, McDonald's, etc. How Russia has responded is, well, then we're going to run the McDonald's. We're going to run the Starbucks. We're going to run these. If Russia does not get help from surrounding countries or China, etc., it can help. If they are, then no. They're going to be like, we don't care. We're moving on. So, you know, I watch this, and I think we all watch this in horror. We watch this in shock. If you make any of these pictures black and white, you can't tell if it's, not, you know, 1939 or 1941 versus 2022. And I'm really disappointed in how we thought, or we as the American government thought that sanctions would deter, and then Biden says, nope, sanctions were not supposed to deter. And, yeah, we don't want to have our troops involved, but I think we could have had a much, shall we say, more aggressive stance saying, look, you're killing innocent people. It's our job. It's the world's job to stop a country from doing that. And that's how I feel. Some of you may say, no, you know, it's not our job to, you know, stop all bullies. But when we see the slaughter and we see what happened in World War II with Hitler, and Hitler grew from that power, it does end up affecting us. And so our isolationist attitude, we're already involved. This is already starting to screw with our economy even more. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hey guys,
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so one of the questions I got is why aren't more doctors speaking out about Biden's health and saying that we should do something, such as, you know, have him retire? That's not that easy. All right, it is not that easy. If you're Democrat, if you're Republican, you have to really think this through. If you are going to ask Biden, to retire. Okay, we just everybody slow down a second. Okay, the big mistake we make in this country, as we've seen with the lockdowns, is we do something so fast, so impulsive, and then we don't think it through, and then we deal with the aftermath. We keep making that mistake. And so, you know, you keep hearing calls for Biden to step down, Biden has dementia, Biden is not cognitively competent enough, and we're in a very, very delicate situation right now because we have what's going on with Russia and Putin, and, you know, Ukraine is basically trying to save the world from World War III. But you also forget that we have China, we have, you know, Taliban, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, we have everybody watching. And this idea that the United States is weak is not necessarily as, shall we say, as prevalent as we think. Okay? Biden might, quote unquote, make us look weak. Make no mistake, people know they can't mess with America. They know that our military is one of the best. They know that we have amazing intelligence. They know that we still, despite our economy having issues, have a strong economy. And so America is still forceful. Yes, we've had leadership issues. But you start to go, okay, Biden's out, put Kamala in. I don't know how strategic that is. Now, as a doctor, I think Biden does need some help. I think you could see the changes between his, you know, demeanor, his mannerisms, his speech, his cognition over the past many decades. And you know, mind you, that's, I mean, after COVID, I mean, I don't know where my keys are. I mean, we all go through that. And an aging president, I mean, if, you know, he was voted in, he was voted in. If we wanted an aged president, that's what we got. And so as Americans, we need to stand by our choice. You know, people ask, well, don't you want Kamala in? Don't you want, you know, do we want, you have the country torn. No, you know, we don't want Kamala in power. For me, I'm a little frustrated with how that all went down with Kamala because, again, it was all about, I'm going to pick a woman. So now Kamala Harris represents what a woman could do in government. She doesn't. I mean, many of us women might do a different job. But also, Kamala has been limited. I mean, she's been, like most vice presidents, she's given a task list. She can't sit there and go, well, I want to do this and I want to. No, because it's going to steal the spotlight from Biden. So you kind of have someone that's almost set up to fail. And it's under the premise of, yeah, well, you know, Biden got a woman, she's a woman, and we as women are like, no, okay, no, so nobody's ever going to vote another woman back in power if they don't, you know, realize what exactly is going on. So I think throwing Kamala into the White House is not the best idea. I don't think she has the experience. I just don't think it's going to be a good look, and I also don't think it's going to be a good look to our enemies that you know, America felt our leader was weak, so we're scrambling. I think we need to keep things in place. I know that's not expected, you know, coming from somebody who realizes that Biden is having some issues, but this is what I do think we need to do. Okay. I think the secret's out. Biden gaffes. Biden gaffed when he was vice president with Obama. He says things that don't really make good, video snaps or news sound bites. So the secret's out. What did we do with FDR? Well, with FDR, we kept the public from knowing he was in a wheelchair. I am not advocating, lack of transparency. But what I am advocating as a media specialist, all right, now I'm taking off my doctor's hat. I'm taking off my politics hat, but I'm putting on my media specialist hat. What Biden's team needs to do is highlight where he's strong. Okay? He looks very good holding, like he was holding that Ukrainian kid. Now, I don't know if that kid was about 40 pounds, 50 pounds. But he didn't seem to have any problem holding that kid. That was a good look. That was a good image. It looks like he has some physical strength. He also looks like he was joking around with the military, and it looked like they liked him, and he was a likable guy. Great, get those pictures. Where Biden fails is when he speaks, when he's up there making a speech, okay? Or when he's ad-libbing. So he told the troops, you know, when you're in Ukraine, and he's just kind of talking to them off the cuff, and then the White House had to say, no, we're not sending the troops into Ukraine. Then when he ad-libbed a few words from his latest speech in Warsaw, Poland, you know, saying this man cannot be in power, Putin can never not be in power, then the White House had to, you know, come back and say, no, he's not asking for regime change. Although, I agree Putin should not be in power, but I get how America can't be the ones to instigate that, especially if you're not going to go there and help people dying. You know, you need to kind of pick your fights here. If you're going to pick a fight, go in there and get people out. So maybe what we need to do with Biden is have him do his addresses videotaped. Have his best, you know, speeches, because we want to hear from our president and we want to hear strength. We all know that he doesn't do well live. Then fine, videotape him. If I was in Biden's administration, he's got some good things to say. He just might not be able to get them out. And I get, he messed up with the Ukraine, with the soldiers talking about them going to Ukraine. So the next day he yelled through his whole speech. That didn't look forceful. It didn't. Sit down, be comfortable, all right? Be standing among soldiers, or be, you know, in Warsaw, or be, and give a video address. Make it strong. Make it succinct, make it clear, have every fact checker go through it, make sure he didn't bring up something in his past that never happened, make sure that everybody, that it's as accurate as possible, that it doesn't, you know, bring up a policy that is not really an American policy, and then you blast it out there. And as Trump did his tweets, maybe he didn't put a lot of thought into them, maybe he did, maybe they were, you know, a decoy. That's what we need with Biden. Every now and then he could come out in public. But these images of him with people, you know, do look okay. And you know, you do see that he has some physical strength. And if everybody else is using propaganda, if the Russians are using propaganda and everybody else is using propaganda, then I guess America's going to have to, too, because it just, when Biden goes out there, it looks like our administration, our media has to spend all this extra effort reversing what he says. Then stop the live performances. We'll know he's alive and well by the pictures. You could say, this is where he was in Warsaw, Poland today. This is where he was visiting refugees. But we got a problem because, you know, you have half the country saying, get him out of the White House. And I, you know, that means we have Kamala, and do we really have, you know, people, you know, who can really represent America as, guys, don't mess with us. I don't know. 1-877-DOLLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.